I think in turning over this tape, we may have missed a little bit of the last part about the...
Well, maybe it isn't that essential.
The Shoshones and...
Well, I was just going to say, my principal and the other teachers had horses, and they liked to ride. And this Indian girl, well, they would buy a steer, and she owned 8 or 10. So they closed the school on Roundup Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when the train came through, and they put temporary chutes in the corral, and they drove, and they would brand the cattle, and they would send some to Kansas or wherever the market was. So and they liked to bowl. Well, we'd go in town to Lander, and of course the town out there is just a movie and a cafe and a gas station and a bank. Yes.
Now,
and
about your other travel, I want to get into
yes.
some of
so,
that.
So,
I know you
I,
like
I
to
got
travel.
A little dis- and then I went to Douglas, Wyoming, which was very modern and very wealthy people. The school was ultra modern. They were all the rich oil people and ranchers. They had their own planes, their Cadillacs. They would come to church in Levi's, but in Stetson hat that was, you know, very valuable,
yes.
and boots and that.
Yes.
But that, well then...
the way they do in the movies.
when I came, I got very homesick at Christmas. And I was on Christmas Day, I came home on the train. My sister met
How
me.
Long ago was this?
That was about 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister met me in Providence. So I had the year's leave of absence, and I couldn't depend on substitute work, and I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
So I found I could enroll in Rhode Island College.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to school, and I went in the summer, and with some extension courses I'd taken, I got my bachelor's degree.
Yes, and did you get, was your major interest history that at that
no,
time?
No, it was still elementary education.
Still
reading,
elementary education.
Because when I did 8 years, I did remedial reading at Mackinac School.
At Mackinac School.
Mm-hmm.
After you got your
I usually
BA,
taught fourth or
BA,
fifth grade.
BA, was
but,
it?
But Bachelor of Education mm-hmm. is what was, and they had changed the name from Rhode Island Normal to Rhode Island College
mm-hmm.
the year I graduated, but of course I didn't go the four-year course. Well then, I taught at Greenwood, Mackinac when it opened.
Mm-hmm.
And
This is after your husband's gone.
Oh, my husband's dead 40 years.
Mm-hmm. So you say this is 30 years ago or something.
Yes.
So it's not.
That was when my youngest son got married. And see, when his father died, he was only about 9 years old.
You don't look as old as all this. This is what I'm...
Well,
I'm
74.
Well, this is why I keep asking, because you don't look to be 74. I keep being
so
puzzled
then,
by the
I had
time
always wanted to, you know, travel, and through one of the teacher's bulletins, there was this tour that was going to be taken, and I thought, oh, that's reasonable. I love it. I didn't think I could get anybody to go with. Well, I don't know if you know Ella Philpo, but when she lived in town, she taught Latin in high school. She's very friendly with Eleanor Tripp and at the Friends Church.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I and the Fall River friend went with it. We signed up to go with the Massachusetts teachers. We got a check back. It was oversubscribed. And somebody told me there were still openings in Rhode Island with a Rhode Island group, so we went. And I think, I don't know if it was 6 feet, one of those grand tours, going every minute.
Where'd you go?
With the 6 countries. We went to England, France, Germany, we went to Cologne, we went to Lucerne, and down to Italy. And Monaco and Liechtenstein.
Must have been, and when
like,
was this?
That was about, that was about 13 years ago.
About 13 years. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been back on another trip? Another
tour?
Yes. Tell me.
So
about.
Then, when I retired, Ella Philpo and I went to Hawaii
mm-hmm.
just for a 2 week
mm-hmm.
trip. And Ella is very good at photography. She used to belong to the photography club, and she belongs to Pastor Manson, you know, bird club.
Okay.
And she took excellent pictures of flowers and birds in Hawaii. Then I came back, and Mrs. Sandberg, I don't know whether you know, but she lives down the Drift Road, just below where that road's been cut off now.
How far is she down? She's not down near Hicks Bridge Road, right?
Well, I go to Hicks Bridge Road, I come up by the infirmary and up a little ways. She used to have a sign out, Little Field, but I think the sign got knocked down. It's a great big old house.
And you went with her?
Yes, we went to, now where did we go? We went to Portugal and Madeira and you know, the Azores. Then, my sister and I and Mrs. Hayworth up here and Isabel, we went to the Scandinavian countries. And Isabel left us and she goes on to Finland and Russia. Mm-hmm. She takes 6 weeks. I get homesick.
Mm-hmm.
We came home and she said, there's a tour and it's $100 cheaper because it's after September. So we went, about 5 weeks later, we went to Portugal and the Azores. Mm-hmm. Then we went to England and up to Scotland and Wales. And Isabel has all kind of travel magazines and she's traveled over around the world two or three times. She made her own schedule.
She may be the best traveled woman next to you. Or are you?
There's others. I think Blanche Brackett's been a lot.
I know Blanche has, but I didn't know she's been.
But I think she limits it more or less to England.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's what
has,
I was thinking.
Yes. And Isabel, before I knew her, before she was married, she traveled a lot. Her father was in the boat business, so she arranged these tours through English companies,
mm-hmm.
and. It was just like going with a Paragon tour here for Frames and Galleon. And we went up to Scotland on the east, on the west. And then we came back and we stayed two or three days in London, managed to get two or three good shows in. And then we took another and we went up the other side in Wales. And we were with English people, that's what I like. Canadians and Australians and real English people. And we didn't stay in deluxe places. We stayed in more English-type inns. There's more atmosphere.
Well, and this was on a tour?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And it was English, an English-sponsored tour.
That's
you wouldn't get that from
an
from this country.
Country.
So then we went to Greece last year, and that's where she hurt her hand. She'd been over a year. She fell in her hand on Greece. And then this spring, I went to Vienna with this John McAvoy in Fall River. If you ever have a chance to hear him, he's the most delightful person. He's managed the theaters in Fall River, and he's a theater buff. And he reads, and he gives the most wonderful book reviews and accounts of theatrical people. And he's very humorous. He's Irish. He has Irish wit and knows a lot. He has different lectures. And we had a wonderful time in Vienna. I saw, we went to the opera house and saw Madame Butterfly. And then I came home and went over to SMU and saw it. And it was only a week trip, but it was very, very, very lovely.
Do you belong to the Historical Society here? I'm sure you do.
Yes, I do.
And do you know Lincoln Tripp then?
Oh, yes.
Very well. I'm going
to
take
I belong to the Fall River one, and I spend a lot of time.
Oh, you do? Not the Westport.
I belong to both. I'm a life member of both.
Yes.
I went to the Fall River one because Mrs. Brigham there, her sister was a classmate of mine, Campfire Girl, that, and I spent quite a little time. I'll tell you about that later. So, as I say, this Vienna trip was delightful. The music in Vienna, I really like it. But I don't think I want to go any more long trips. I get
you don't?
Tired.
You get
I get
tired?
Very, very tired.
Tired and homesick.
Homesick, yes. Mm-hmm. I get very tired.
When you're at home now, what do you do mostly? Read and visit with friends and things
I do
like
crossword puzzles. I read and I sometimes play solitaire to break up about my eyes getting tired.
I just
tired.
Brought a new crossword puzzle dictionary or something, because I'm just starting to begin to work.
Well, I always take a crossword puzzle book with me when I'm traveling. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I went to Africa 2 years ago, maybe it's three now. My nephew was in the Peace Corps, he graduated from Bowdoin, and he went in the Peace Corps, and he had met his wife, she was at Bates, but her father was a change and was a professor out at the University of Wisconsin. So he went out to Wisconsin and was married there. and he taught school here and got his master's. Mm-hmm. But he went back with a grant, and his thesis was the impact of the Quakers missionaries.
Oh, that's marvelous. And, I keep getting the Quaker journals about what they're doing.
And that was what he wrote on. And then he came back to Madison and he got his doctorate. And in the interim, he could have had fine jobs teaching or government work. And then there was just a depression, there was no jobs opening, there were, you know.
It was very recently that this has happened, isn't it?
Well, this little boy is 7 or 8, so he must have got in the Peace Corps 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he went back to Africa near Nairobi and he taught at the University of Kenya, Kenyatta. So his mother was very anxious to see him. And it was quite a jaunt because we went somewhat on our own, although he had us join an African cultural society, so to get charter rates to go Africa. But I was afraid she'd be tired. She's younger than I, but she has a hip problem. And she plays bridge. Joanne Archambault and Marie Carter.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she belongs to that bridge club.
That bridge club. And Jean Kennison, whom you...
Anderson, and sometimes a Perry, Mrs. Anderson's had her eyes.
Yeah, but Jean substitutes when a member can't play very often.
Well, see, I was with Marie and Ann. I go with them a lot to Lifetime Learning. I'm going out to lunch with them Saturday. So, Lottie, I was afraid she'd be tired, so we make our arrangements through Mr. Louise in the bed, but he's excellent. His sister was with us in Portugal. She's a retired teacher, and she conducts trips now for him over in Spain and Portugal, she speaks. So we stayed, I think, 3 days going, 4 days or vice versa, in London so we would get over the jet lag.
Mm-hmm.
And she hadn't been to London, so we...
We
were right across the Park Lane and we could walk right across, see the changing of the guards. And unfortunately, we didn't strike such good picture theater. We saw Absurd Person Singular and made quite a hit in this country, but I love the theater.
Yes.
And opera, we went to the opera.
You watch How Green Was My Valley on Sunday night?
No, I didn't. I went to the opera Saturday
night. I mean, this
night.
Is on now, on Masterpiece Theater.
No, I have. And I missed Roberta Sills the other night on the opera. They said it was very good. Well, I went to the Opera Log in Providence. There's a group in Fall River. We go to the veterans. It's a Rhode Island group and they're excellent. I've been going for about 3 years and Anne goes, Marie.
Do you know of any Westport groups that do this?
No, but Anne and Marie and Isabel and I, we all get in the Fall River group.
Mm-hmm.
I got them in it because I see it in the Fall River paper.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister and I went to Africa and of course it's a long trip.
It must have been hard.
And the plane was filled. People with babies and this and that, and Arabians, and you know, the saris, Hindus, and
mm-hmm.
all types. And they come around and they ask you if you want the, the diet for the Muslims. They don't eat meat, or the Hindus, or you want the regular diet. Didn't please us too much anyway, but that was incidental.
How much time did you have to spend on the plane?
I think it must have been 16 or 20 hours.
Oh, boy.
It was a long ride. And, you know, sometimes you go on a plane and there's vacant seats, and but here you could hardly get through the aisles.
Yes.
Well, we arrived in Africa, and my nephew met us at the airport with his two darling children. And unfortunately, his wife had been flown home with a very bad disease. She'd been in the Nairobi hospital, but turned out all right.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed with him. And where he stated, because Kenyatta now is, Kenya now is not English.
No.
But this had been an English barracks, like, mm-hmm. and they converted the buildings to a college. And the officers' quarters, they were for the faculty. So he had a wonderful houseboy, Peter. Oh, he made my niece by marriage and taught him to make cookies and homemade bread. And there, because the altitude is so high, the bread rises
so quickly
for dinner. Oh, we have the most, and the fresh vegetables. So each weekend, my nephew would take the children out of school and maybe Thursday till Monday, we went to three different parts. We went way down 400 miles to Mombasa, which is, all Muslims, and then we went up to the tea plantations, then we went to a game park. So we really had...
You really had Africa.
We had Africa more than I want. I don't care for it's dusty and...
Tell me about the roads. I wanted to, speaking of dusty, when you were younger, were the roads paved here?
Oh, no.
No, well, tell me about the roads.
Well,
and
I can remember when this was a dirt road and Sanford Road, there used to be a milkman diagonally across from where the old Waddell Cemetery is, and several times he'd get stuck, even with a horse and wagon.
In the mud?
Yes, in the
mud.
In the
snow?
Yes, in the mud.
Mm-hmm. How many of the roads do you think were paved? Sanford Road wasn't?
That edge. I don't remember.
Was Route 6? What did American Legion Highway?
I still don't. I didn't go down that way too much
then.
I went on this. I remember.
Where
I
did
remember
the,
going with a. I used to take. I substituted at the point. My husband. I was out 5 or 6 years because my husband was so sick, and lots of times I had a practical nurse. And I would take the streetcar at Route 6, walk up from down where I lived, over to the factory, and meet Catherine Trafford, who lived where Stevenson's, they tore the lovely big house with porte cochere and everything down. And we would go on the school, in her car, to the high school, because she taught there. She was married to Milton Earle.
The high school was the...
Milton Earle.
Catherine
married Milton Earle.
Mm-hmm.
She was his first wife and the mother of his children. She was a
He was a good friend of ours, Milton Earle was.
Well, see, his first wife, his second wife, Hattie Mitchell, lived in the stone house down here, and the Sampson boys own that now. It was quite a nice old house. And
his first wife was a Trafford?
Yes, Catherine Trafford.
Trafford. I didn't
From the Trafford and Lewis's at Westport Factory.
At Westport.
And she taught French at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would get on a Rio bus, I think a fish from Fisher's store, I guess it's, I forget what the store is now, where Charlotte and Ella Philpo used to have a little apartment above, just below the church, the store on the left.
On the at the point?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Point Market now, I think.
Well, anyway, before that, there was a store across Charles Gifford. He was town treasurer for years, Gifford store.
Gifford.
And we would go in the school bus down there with her cousin, Emily Price, who taught at the Point, and I substituted for about 2 months down there.
And that was while your husband was still living when he was ill.
I was only substituting at the Point.
Mm-hmm.
So And we had, in those days, there was only about 20, 25 children.
Tell me about your marriage. I want to know what a wedding ceremony was like then here.
Well, I was married at home, and the house was burned about 2 years ago. It belonged to the city, and it was almost identical to the home of the Petties up on Blossom Road. And I don't know whether you remember, but about maybe 6, 7 years ago, this George Petty, an old bachelor, died, was cousin to Mrs. Sampson. He left $1 million. It surprised everybody. His twins work here. They perhaps were in the yard. They're delightful. And nobody knew.
He was rich.
They knew George had money. And it was a great big old house, but he perhaps lived in about 2 rooms after his sister died. And our house was most identical because Mr. Petty and Mr. Crapo had built them with native lumber, and it had high ceilings, and we had fireplace in the living room. There was a music room. They thought had to have a fireplace because the acoustics were better, and it was on the north, and my mother used it as a bedroom, and everything got mildew in it. It was no sunshine. So I had a home wedding. We had great big double parlors, and I remember my sisters picking, I don't know, rambles, honeysuckle, and
all don't you think they're the nicest kinds of weddings? I think a home wedding, most people can't
And then
have
my
a
mother had this
wedding because they don't have
woman that used to help out, and the day or two before, my aunt and this woman and friends, they cooked 6 or 8 chickens, and we had to order ice cream. We had chicken salad and, you know, ice cream and homemade cakes and coffee and punch. And my sister played the piano. for and my another sister.
Who was your minister?
Mr. Colpitz from the ME. We only had a part-time minister here.
Mm-hmm.
He's connected with Gardner's Neck and Swansea and the Gardner family. It's quite, and he was a cousin to Lizzie Borden. She left him $2,000, so that's an anecdote. So, Mr. Colpitz, my husband, I was away at school, and they had no activities here. My husband belonged to a bowling group at the Union Methodist Church, so that's why we had Mr. Colpitz marry us. And I remember we hired his father hired a Hudson car for us to go away with, because we didn't have a car.
Where did you go for your honeymoon?
Well, unfortunately, the week I was going to be married, my mother was taken terribly sick.
Oh.
And they didn't think she could come to the wedding. So we just went over to the New Bedford Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then a friend had loaned us his cottage at Horseneck.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed at Horseneck because mm-hmm. we came up to
it was
the
beautiful gym. There, so
oh, yes. And
you couldn't go.
And it was before the schools were out, and my husband, of course, loved fishing, and we stayed down there, and then I could come up and go to the hospital and see my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But she came out of it quite well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of a sad time in some ways. And the doctor didn't think she should come downstairs for the wedding, but she did.
Mm-hmm.
And
that made it very difficult for you for the wedding. I mean,
yes.
Here it was a happy time, and it wasn't a happy time, really.
And of course, my husband's mother was a Borden from the Borden homestead up on the hill, so we had all the Bordens and my people. I had my mother, I had quite a lot of aunts and uncles and cousins.
Now tell me about the Borden homestead on the hill. I don't know about that.
Well, one thing, Miss Mildred Borden lives there now, and her father was Jonathan. There was Jonathan and Edward. Edward owned the Manside Roof House near the, it used to be Rupert's, I don't know, it's some kind of a beverage company.
Mm-hmm.
And this Jonathan Borden, I think the names are interesting. It was an Othniel from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's Esther Webb. She was the librarian at the high school. My husband was postmaster for about a year ago.
Oh, yes.
Yes, well, Othniel Borden was Esther's father. And there was Christopher, and Jonathan, Othniel, Christopher, three brothers. And they owned up where the auto theater is and the gas stations now. And there were three sisters. And Mercy, the oldest one, married Captain Grinnell of Tiverton. And Mamie married Mayor, a man that became Mayor Kay of Fall River, and Jenny, my mother-in-law, married Arthur Reed, and up until the Roosevelt Democratic landslide, he was county commissioner,
mm-hmm.
and quite a staunch Republican. He had quite a interesting life. He was friendly with Judge Warner from Taunton, and was quite a character from Fairhaven, the three county commissioners. There was a lot of interesting things to their life. But the Borden homestead is up on the hill, and maybe 20, 25 years ago, right out near the north back door, was a small cemetery.
And well, when you say the hill, you mean which hill?
Sanford Road.
The hill on Sanford,
yes.
Road.
When you go back, you go by the bank, has all the green,
mm-hmm.
and up the hill, and there's a lane. Sometimes there's a sign out, the homestead or something like that. She used to take tourists. I don't think she does now. And believe it or not, Ripley had in one of his papers how that house was at one time in Tiverton, Rhode Island, and then it was in Fall River, Massachusetts.
People, they say, built houses around as if they were checkers.
And then, well, no, it was always in the same place.
I see.
But the
lines were changed.
Now, some houses were moved. But this was always in the same location, but because the boundary lines were changed, it was Tiverton, Rhode Island, Fall River, Massachusetts, and then finally Westport, Massachusetts.
That's
and it's a real nice old house.
I'll watch for it when I go back.
A central chimney and two parlors on the side, and guess in a big dining room, like a family room.
The Bordens were an old Westport family from way back.
Yes, yes.
They?
My son has a book.
So were the Petties.
Oh, yes, Petties. And Wardell's were,
Wardell.
Too. I went to the library yesterday. I went to the library the day before, and I couldn't find what I wanted. This Mr. Waldo Sherman, whom I wish he's died, and his son Wilson Owens, a wonderful person, but he's in Washington. He knew all the history and everything. Well, he had this book that was privately printed about everybody on Walt Blossom Road by an Eli Wardell.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Historical Society yesterday, and Mrs. Brigham didn't know the book was there. I'd called her the day or two before, and when I went in, just she said, "Oh, Mary, I found the book." She said,
In the Fall River Library?
Historical Society. And it's just a paper-covered book. It was privately printed. And it tells how this Gershom Wardell, and through the generations, there's five or six Gershoms, so it's very confusing, was granted land from...
Granted land from Punketees. Gershom Wardell was granted land from
Yes,
Punketees.
In 1640, granted this land, Punketees, it's part of Tiverton, Punketees,
mm-hmm.
down Fogland Way.
That sounds like an Indian name.
Yes, to the east shore of the North Watapa, a stretch of land. And then it shows where it was deeded and changed over. And of course they spelt the name, he always spelt it Wardell, W-O-D-E-L-L, but there was Wardell and Odell and Woodhull and different things. And he tells all about, and it's surprising. Now he tells about a Samson Sherman. Well, I know that Waldo Sherman, and then there was Innocent. Well, Barnabas Blossom had three daughters, and one was named Innocent, and one was named Delight, and I remember when she died. But that's all, I just do remember. I've heard she was the last of the real old generation of Blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then there was Eli, I forget how he came in, but he was the father of Miss Alice, who's still living on Blossom Road. And her sister Clara Lockhart lives in Fall River. She's about 92. And their sister Susie, who's 89, was killed in the accident not too long ago. And she's married to the Petties, that would be nephew to the one George that left the $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this.
Now, are they in here in Westport? They're the Petty sisters. They must be related to those Petties. They have a very
lovely
old house.
Well, there's different Petties, because some spell it E-Y and some Y.
Oh.
Now, there's a...
These Petties,
you mean on
Shalala
White Road? Yes, I don't think so. I think they're just a whole different... Now, there's two or three strains of Sanford, same way with the Tripps. I'm very friendly with Hazel Tripp on Old County Road. She was vice principal of Mackinac. And she thinks she's about a fifth or sixth cousin to Augie Tripp.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Isaac Tripps up here,
mm-hmm.
and their son on Sodom Road.
And then there's Elmer Tripp.
And then there's, well, that's a,
Willis
and then there's Willis Tripp down Horseneck Road.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Tripp family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mrs. Sampson here, her mother was Lizzie D. Gifford. She was related to Charles D. Gifford. He went, I think, to Allen's Neck. They were birthright Quakers. Mrs. Sampson was a birthright Quaker. And her Aunt Abby, Al's brother Will, was the curator of the Whaling Museum, and he wrote a book on whales. But
Will Gifford?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Didn't realize that.
Yes, well, he was, his sister was Aunt Abby. She used to come here all the time to visit. And, sister coming out. Oh, the Giffords. Oh, so this, when Henry Sampson graduated from college, he went out west to get an idea of western farming, and he visited various cousins, and quite a few were Tripps, and there were Tripps in Poughkeepsie, and they used to visit here when I first lived here. I've lived here 40 years. And one was a librarian at Vassar, and her brother was an organist in the big Episcopal church there. He stopped to visit them, then he went out to Iowa and he studied Western farming. He lived with a Bohemian family, but he visited these trip cousins. And just this fall, I had a, well, last fall, we get a letter maybe twice a year for Christmas. It's telling, keeping us up to date. And this old cousin, she must be 89, 90, she had tried to write a trip genealogy of their branch.
Yes.
And it doesn't interfere
with any of these.
No, it's a different trip.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, do you know Mark Gifford and Ethel Gifford over
I know of them. Now, they are artistic or in the art
group. Yes, and Ethel has been teaching art.
Yes.
And Mark is a farmer, and they have a farm. They're one of the few people who still live on the same farm that their family lived on. I think it's 300 or it may be 200 years ago.
I rather imagine that they would be related to Alice's cousin, Charles T. Gifford. Charles T. built this big barn. He was on the school committee when I first taught in Westport. And when you're going down towards Horseneck, before you get to the Almy farm, I guess you turn left to go to the South Westport Christian Church, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just instead of turning left, you go straight. There was a gamble roof house there, and that's where Charles T. Gifford, and I think he's related to that Mark Gifford,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't know.
I'll ask Mark, because Mark and Ethel are good friends of
yes.
mine.
They perhaps, I don't want to get into scandal, but this Gershon, this Eli Wardell that wrote this book and had it privately printed was quite a character, look up on Blossom Road, and he was accused of murdering his second wife and acquitted.
Mm.
And he was so revengeful, he had this book privately printed, and he wrote a lot about the scandals of Blossom Road. And then there were two other names in there, and I know one woman spent her life in the insane asylum because she had been accused of poisoning her husband, and they declared it. I can remember when she died. And then there was an Angle Snell that was married in with the Petties,
mm-hmm.
and that created, but he would tell of certain families how certain one was a drunkard or a horse thief. Or
I wonder what he was sort of neurotic, wasn't he? To be
This is a quotation he has out of the book. This is from him. Every matured man should make a mark, a bright one if possible, a dark one in preference to none.
Hmm.
He was quite a philosopher.
Yes.
And he acknowledged his faults, and he had quite a few. He led a very rugged, rough life. He'd been on Quavers, and he left his family, and didn't always have responsibilities, you know, but
mm-hmm.
He became an atheist, and, but he really was a deep thinker.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Is the book over in the library?
I tried to get it in the Fall River Library, because Walter Sherman had told me there was a copy there, but the reference girl, she's worked there 20 years, she didn't know anything, so I called Florence Brigham at the Fall River, and she's recently taken over because Mrs. Gifford died. She would be Mrs. Janice Brayton's sister-in-law. She was a curator and she died. And Florence says, I've been through most everything but one book room of rare books. But when I went yesterday, she had found this paper covered book for me.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Now it will go into the library?
Well,
there's
only
12.
No, I think the State of the Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the wrong information when I went to Miss Williston at the library. I didn't realize his name was Eli. And we looked under the different spellings. And I think maybe when I go back, she might find the book.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have enough time to talk with her. And there were so many spellings of Wardell.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going. A friend of my mother's had one, and I read it twice, and I don't know what happened to her copy. And then there was Waldo, who had the 11 copies, one who didn't know where he'd gone. So I'm going to write to his son Wilson in Washington and ask him about his father's property. I tried yesterday to get his cousin up the road, but she wasn't home, get his address.
I know in the Boston Historical Society, you can go, they have their own library. A person not belonging to the society may go by signing their names and getting their...
Was that like the Athenian, Athenian?
It's in the Historical Society library. They have their own library in Boston. And, you say, and those who are not members of the Boston, since I don't live in Boston, I'm not a member of it, I go and look up material relating to whatever it is I want to. Do that, is that possible in
Oh, the Fall River? Have you been to Fall River Starts?
Never.
Oh, you must go. It is a delightful old building, and you would be amazed. It was moved stone by stone, granite, it's a granite building, and it has the most beautiful wrought iron fence, sort of a scroll design.
Mm-hmm.
And one time there was a picture in the Herald News with the snow,
mm-hmm.
and the silhouette and the shadow of that black wrought iron fence is so beautiful. And they have a nice collection. It's, there are three floors and beautiful black walnut doors. And the dining room is round and the doors are rounded.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an old kitchen. Of course, Mrs. Gifford used to be a little bit upset. Everybody went there. The first thing I know is about Lizzie Borden, whatever they have. Well, they have a dinner pail or something of hers.
Mm-hmm.
But they have costumes and jewelry and lovely glassware.
Mm-hmm.
On the second floor, and children's toys, and it's like a home. And when we have our meetings, they serve coffee in the dining room. And
are your meetings in the evening or?
Yes, they're in the evening, and we don't have them too regularly. I couldn't go to the last one because I wanted to go to Westport Women's Club and hear the Russian talk, and. They were going to have Mr. Sauter, the auctioneer. He was the auctioneer for Dr. Hadfield's
estate. Mm-hmm.
And I know him because he went to Central Church where I went and followed him. His sisters were in a campfire with me. So I passed that up that night. But they usually have quite interesting meetings. But the place itself, and it's open most days till 4:30, not Sundays, I don't think. It's on Rock Street. Rock Street's one way south.
Mm-hmm.
It's north of the Durfee High School.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to do is go up High Street, which is right near the police department, Fall River and Bedford Street there. And
Fall River's become so mixed up.
I
with
know
the,
it
with
is. Well, I think
195
is now.
So is New Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
They both are. Well, I want to go there, and I think many Westporters probably should.
Harriet Chase, you know Harriet?
No.
Oh, well, she was down to our historic.